Welcome to Life Minute TV, your life, your minute on everything lifestyle. Celebrity buzz, music and movie news, fashion, beauty, homestyle, wellness, and more. Grammy-nominated multi-platinum quintet Need to Breathe has just released their eighth studio album, Into the Mystery. The 12-track record includes songs with Carrie Underwood and Switchfoot's John Foreman. We caught up with frontman Bear Reinhart virtually from his home in Tennessee recently. The last time we spoke with him was 2 years ago for his solo project, Wilder Woods. This is a Life Minute with Need to Breathe's Bear Reinhart.
Your studio album, Into the Mystery, comes out today.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah, really kind of weird one for us. We went to a house in Columbia, Tennessee to make it, not a studio, because we weren't touring, just like everybody else, and decided not to take a producer, just an engineer, and stayed there, lived there for 3 weeks while we made a record and had maybe the most fun time we've ever had making music. Yeah, that's kind of the nature of it. I've started writing the songs for it over the summer before and really didn't think I was making a record for our band or anybody. Just sort of in my here by myself working on stuff and just gradually became like, maybe we have enough songs and this is kind of a theme. And so really fortunate, it feels like it's the first time in, I don't know, 20 years we've been off the road long enough to do something like this. So we're really proud of it.
And what was the theme? What was the inspiration behind this album?
A lot of it was pretty self-reflective. I feel like for most people during the pandemic, it was like, you know, at least for me anyway, it felt like a house of mirrors a little bit. There were all of a sudden I'm very alone, a lot of questions to answer. And I kind of just spent the days writing songs really about that in a therapeutic kind of way. I feel like that makes its way on the record. I think it correlates a lot to where the band is. A lot of uncertainty in our camp over the last couple of years. My brother left the band and then all of a sudden we can't tour and just had this feeling like maybe, you know, we're not going to be able to do this in the future. Maybe we don't have a job, you know? And so I think that was tricky and it just made us think about why are we doing this and what sort of questions do we want to answer? And so it really just one thing kind of led to another. The song End of the Mystery, I started writing about my parents who grew up this very sort of conservative, legalistic thing. And it wasn't their intention to make it this way, but it felt like sometimes like, we love you as long as you're like between these lines. And now that I have kids of my own, I'm definitely asking that question because I'm telling my kids I love them no matter what they do. At the same time, that's a little bit harder than it is to say, you know? So I think that was really like, just if I could tell my dad anything, this is kind of what that would be. And then I think for our band, it's the same way talking to our fans, like, man, it's been a crazy couple of years and this is going to look different. It's going to feel different, but it still feels like we have a lot more to say, you know, like, will you go with us to this new place?
And what was the experience like being in the woods, kind of isolated, creating the album?
It was like being at camp. It was fun. You know, we wake up and have coffee together and then sort of game plan. There's a parlor room in the front of the house and we'd sit there around the piano and kind of work out the song details and recorded most of the songs really like a song a day, which we've never done that before. It's been a much longer process. So there was a lot of freedom in it and we ended up just enjoying it a ton. And then at night we would make a campfire, you know, outside behind the house and just hang. So, I mean, we had the chance to go home on the weekends and those kinds of things. We just ended up just not because we're having such a great time. I can't think of any, I don't know if they'll ever get us into a studio again, I guess is what I'm saying. It was really fun.
And then you have a song on there with Carrie Underwood. I want to remember. Can you tell us about how that came to be and working with her?
She asked me to be on a record of hers last year. And that was pretty intimidating because it was like harmony parts. It wasn't, and I don't really sing harmony parts. So, but it was really fun. And we got along great and realized that we had a lot in common about the way we were, you know, brought up and this kind of music we liked and all those things. And it was really a flyer. Actually, when we got back from the house, I was listening back to the songs and I was like, this song needs a girl voice on it. And, you know, who do we know? It's like, it was a little bit of a flyer, honestly, because it's like, it's not a country song really. And, you know, so, but she was just super sweet about it, immediate. Like, I like it. I want to do it. Let's make it happen. And then, you know, past that, it's just so many things can make it tough for collaborations where it's other people have a project coming out and you've got all these little, but the fact that we, you know, got her to be in the video and got to do a CMT performance with her, it's pretty killer. A lot of fun.
Can you talk about the song a little, what it's about and
yeah,
the video?
Yeah, I mean, the song is really simple. It's very nostalgic in a lot of ways. And I think I'm always like teetering on that as a songwriter. Like, I don't want to be melancholic. I don't want to look back at the past and sort of have this like, this was some, it's really more about, I think, being open to those experiences continuing to happen in your life. you know, and I think as you get older, maybe it's a little harder to come by. You know, your first kiss is never the same, whatever. So I think that's really what the song is about, those sweet moments that we have and trying to make more of those.
And then you had that CMT performance. That was awesome.
I mean, just that whole thing, it just felt like it just unfolded in a really awesome way, because we did not have that in mind when we recorded that song or even asked her to do it. And, you know, it's just really cool. Most of the times, I think that would have been me like singing with some other band or whatever if we'd had a collaboration, but the fact we got to have our band play it was really fun. And we had a really like, I feel like we just let her in the band for a day and she had a good time with us.
And then you have another song on there that came out earlier this month with John Foreman from Switchfoot. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, John, I mean, Switchfoot's been a band that we've always looked up to, and I started listening to them when I was probably 15 years old or something like that. And then now we've toured together and become friends, and it's it's a really cool thing to have somebody like that, a mentor in a lot of ways. And I just had written half a song and I just texted him. I was like, would you ever think, I think if our band did a song, it should sound something like this. He's like, dope. And he sent me the second verse or whatever back in like 30 minutes maybe. And so same, just a really easy, good time. He came down to the house and we recorded, which was awesome too. And there's a big like, and that we made a film while we were there. So it's like, there's a big scene in the film of us talking with him and asking him all these questions about like, you know, most embarrassing moments of the show and all that stuff that we would want to know as a fan. So it was a really cool experience.
What was the film for?
We made a film called End of the Mystery, which is coming out in November. And it's basically the making of it. We had a film crew there the entire time. And it's sort of us battling like what this record is and also showing the recording process and also kind of where the band is in our career. It turned out insane. So I'm stoked for people to see it.
And you have a few other collaborations on the album.
Yeah, we have Natalie Hemby on a song, who is a great songwriter here in Nashville. One of the first people I wrote with when I came to town, and she's in the High Women and amongst other things, but super sweet. And it made sense. And I kind of was selfishly brought her on a song that I needed the bridge written. So we actually had her come out to the house and co-wrote the bridge, you know, right before she went and sang it. And her voice is awesome.
Anyone in the future that you'd love to collaborate with that you haven't?
Tons of people. I think Dolly Parton has always been my like female guest vocalist dream. I need to breathe.
And you guys head out on tour this fall.
Yeah. I mean, we're just excited to be doing it again. It was so up in the air for so long, and we're thrilled that we get to tour two records. We put out two records in this last year, which is crazy. So it was hard to make the set list, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be like the most ambitious tour we've ever done, I think, in terms of production. And also, I think we have 32 songs on the set list, which is about 10 more than normal. So we're excited about it. And I just feel like people are ready to be together again, obviously. And like I said, we went to a show a week or so ago as a band and had like the most great, like we were 8-year-olds at the show. So I'm looking forward for that. I think the atmosphere is going to be a lot of fun.
Is it a lot of new stuff that you'll be performing?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be a mix. I mean, it's tough to kind of decide that, but like we're still playing a bunch of, I mean, we're going to play the hits, and we've never been a band like wants people to come and be like, well, I wish they'd have played that song. It gets harder when you have as many records as us, 100 and something songs to choose from. But I feel like the fans are going to love the balance we've figured out.
And now that, I mean, you guys have had such a busy year already, but now that you're getting busy again, how do you relax?
Me personally, golf has been kind of the relaxer a little bit, which is really interesting because I was kind of out of it. Definitely one of those people who quits every couple of times I play. But it's been really great to get outside. I think it was one of the sports that you could still play during most of the pandemic. So kind of found that. And I've got three little boys. So that's relaxing might not be the right word, but that's kind of, you know, spending much time with them before we get out of town if I can.
How do you balance it, you know, home life and family?
It's going to be tough. I think we've always done a good job. I think I say always in the last few years, we've done a good job of balancing, like our families are really important to us, and we can say no to some things. And I think we've kind of established that like our quality of life and our families is really high on the priority list for what we do. Decisions we make. But even our families, I think, are really supportive of us going out right now. So it'll be interesting. We've been around so much. I think it might be a little bit of a shock to the system when we're gone, but they're all like kind of stoked for us to get back to work for sure.
Have you been listening to any new artists, or who do you listen to currently?
Let me look at my phone and tell you. Let's see. Well, I wrote on a record called Ellie Holcomb's record. I wrote a couple songs on there, and it's beautiful. That record's amazing. But Rostam is kind of one of the things we've been listening to recently. I feel like we're trying to find some different inspirations rhythmically. And I've got the Bo Burnham Inside thing. I don't know if you've seen that or whatever, but it's the nuttiest, most brilliant thing I've seen in a long time. And so some of the songs on there, Foy Vance, Lord Huron, it's kind of all over the place. And then throw in like the Trolls 2 soundtrack.
You guys have been around for a while now. How do you keep like the momentum going?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it can be tough, I think, to do that if the band's not getting along, you know, or if those kind of, but we feel really fortunate right now. It feels like we're having more fun doing it than we ever have. And there's sort of a hunger for what's next. And it's, I feel like we leave a project just thinking about starting a new one. So who knows when that'll stop, but right now we're just going to ride that wave.
What else is the band up to beyond the tour?
I think we're planning like the next year and a half of stuff. So I'm excited at some surprise collaborations and different kind of songs outside of even these records. And, you know, we'll eventually do an acoustic tour. I'm sure that's kind of been part of our cycle after we put out a record, and that's become its own entity, like almost a totally different tour and thing. We're excited, you know, for what comes. And I'm sure when the film comes out, we'll have some theatrical things to do with that, which we've never done before. So like, have our own premiere and all that. So it'd be fun.
Are you doing any more solo stuff?
I definitely will. The band is so busy and kind of writing it right now. It's like, it's hard to even think about putting that on a calendar, but it was really refreshing for me to do that. And I think part of the momentum we're in is the fact that all of us kind of got a chance to do our own thing for a little bit. And so I'm sure I will want to do that again at some point, you know, to sort of spread those wings and see what is out there. And, but right now it's all need to read all the time.
You also collaborated with Elle King.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, she's a pistol, as everyone knows. And we had met her at a radio show like that we played together years ago. So it was really natural and cool. And she's just a great singer. I love the sort of gravel in her voice, and I thought she killed it.
What are you most looking forward to when you get back to touring?
I just think we played some shows to do a live record this last year, and we just really, I remember us like looking at each other and being like, can you believe we get to do this? Like, you know, we feel like we're teenagers again in a lot of ways. I think not that we took it for granted before, but it makes it easier to appreciate having been out of it for a little while. So I'm really excited. I think for the band itself, I think the fans are going to have a great time. It's going to be our biggest tour and all that stuff. But like, I really think the band is going to enjoy the moments on stage, maybe more than ever.
And what's your proudest accomplishment, or what you're most proud of so far?
I think the thing I'll be most proud of with the band is that we've survived. You know, I remember asking, this is 20 years ago, a band I met, I was like, how do you do it? What do you do? They're just like, their advice was just stay together. And that's, I think, proven to be a lot harder than we thought at the beginning. So it's really kind of crazy, the sort of adversity I feel like our band's been through in the last few years, and everybody's personal lives and all that stuff it takes to be a band. There's just not that many more bands anymore. You know what I mean? It's solo artists or duets or whatever it is. It's like, so I'm really proud of that, like that we're here, and probably, you know, that we are still enjoying it, and we're really hungry for what's next. I mean, that's kind of a pretty cool thing for a band that's been together this long.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv.